This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.
My name is Janice Folk Dawson, and I'm from CUPE Local 1334, which is University Workers at the University of Guelph. And I'm also privileged to be the chair of Ontario University Workers Coordinating Committee, which is representing 27,000 university workers in the province of Ontario.
Okay. And what kinds of things were you seeing in the sector meeting that you attended today at the CUPE National Conference?
What is happening across the country is the same thing that we are facing in Ontario, that the privatization of the system of post-secondary is rampant in all of the provinces, and it starts with a chronic underfunding that starts at the federal level and then the download to the provinces with no accountability of where that money is going into the universities. So we're watching our universities being privatized. We're watching the curriculum become corporatized. We're watching the contracting out of work. We're watching the university campuses in Ontario in particular becoming places that are no longer safe and healthy learning and working conditions.
What kinds of stories are you hearing from workers in those areas?
One of the shocking things that we're hearing from workers in post-secondary is the amount of violence that they are experiencing in their workplaces. The privatization agenda that this government put in, one of the first things that they did was remove any of the security that was happening on our campuses. And because with the lack of that security, with the overwork and with the understaffing of people, the instances where the workers are facing violence is huge, and it happens on a daily basis. Members are being assaulted while they're trying to do their job, and it's simply because of a lack of funding.
What kinds of assaults are you talking about? What kind of violence?
We're talking right from physical violence to hate crime to intimidation and bullying, and it seems to be happening between students and staff, between students, and there is some instances of where it's happening between staff.
And what kinds of things are you hoping to achieve at the national level?
It is very exciting to see that post-secondary workers across the country have recognized that one of the ways that we can push back against the privatization agenda is through coordinated bargaining and making sure that at those bargaining tables there is anti-privatization language, there is job security language, there is protection of public education. So what we're looking for national is we need someone to help coordinate the provinces together. Right now we're sort of sitting as silos. We're all doing our own individual thing. We need someone to be able to pull us all together to give a coordination to that whole national level of going where we need to go to the federal government to make sure that we have the proper transfers to post-secondary education.
Okay, and what kind of anti-privatization campaigns are you running right now?
So we're first of all making sure that our members, the workers on campuses, understand how that federal funding works and that they need to be lobbying the government and how we go about lobbying that. We're trying to make sure that people have good strategies and coordinated strategies on that. We're also helping locals to understand where the money is really going. What we're hearing from universities is there's this cry that there is no money. The fact of the matter is there is money in different budgets and different pocket lines, and we need to, as workers, be able to find out where that money is and be able to point out to not only our members but to the public that these universities are not broke. There is funding, and it should be coming back to make sure that it is accessible, publicly funded education for everybody and not to be using it on corporatizing our education system.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This podcast was recorded at the 2009 CUPE National Convention.